In New York, state officials are recommending a big hike in the minimum hourly wage for people who work for tips. Restaurant owners and operators, predictably, are not happy. The new plan could totally change how tipping works, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
There's one main reason why most people start waiting tables.
You need money, okay? Waiting tables has always been a job where you can rapidly start making money.
Steve Dublonica is a former waiter. Now he writes a blog called Waiter Rant. He's also written a book about tipping called Keep the Change. Dublonica met me for lunch at a restaurant in Manhattan to talk about the highs and lows of the job.
You can have your terrible night where you walk out with $10, and then you can have a great night where you walk out with $300.
The New York State Wage Board wants to take some of the sting out of those $10 nights. Like many places in the U.S., restaurants in New York pay their tipped employees less than the minimum wage, with the expectation that their tips will make up the difference. That's called the tipped wage. And the Wage Board wants to raise it from $5 an hour to $7.50 at the end of the year. And as you might expect, restaurants are not happy about this. Melissa Fleischut is president of the State Restaurant Association.
I don't know of any place ever that's increased a minimum wage or a tipped wage by 50%. I just think it's unheard of.
Actually, the wage hike would be smaller for servers who already earn more than minimum wage if you count their tips. And in New York City, many servers make way above minimum wage anyway. But restaurateurs still say this change would mean a serious jump in their labor costs in an industry where margins are thin.
It's a matter of life and death.
Philippe Massoud is the executive chef of Ilili, a Lebanese restaurant in Manhattan. He thinks the hourly increase could have major unintended consequences for the industry.
I wouldn't be able to have as many waiters as I have here, because if I'm overstaffed, the cost is so enormous that it's going to hit me financially. So by default, all of a sudden, I'm going to be understaffed, and the quality of my service is going to go down.
Other restaurateurs say they're considering getting rid of tipping altogether and just paying waiters by the hour. To do that, the restaurant would have to collect a lot more money from the dining public, probably in the form of a service charge or higher menu prices. Jimmy Haber is the CEO of E-Squared Hospitality, which operates more than a dozen restaurants, including BLT Prime in New York.
If this happens, we will in all likelihood go to a service charge model that's used in Europe. We'll pay our front of house employees a fixed hourly wage, which means that we're going to have to work them a lot less hours.
There are a handful of restaurants in the U.S. that already pay their servers hourly wages and benefits, but mostly they're at the very high end, Michelin-starred places like Chez Panisse in Berkeley or Per Se in New York. Experts are skeptical that this is going to catch on widely because no restaurant wants to suddenly jack up its prices by 20%.
Customers will look at the menu price, and because it's higher, they'll think you're more expensive.
Michael Lynn teaches in the hospitality school at Cornell University. He's studied tipping, and Lynn says restaurants that include service in their prices are judged differently than their competition.
Those restaurants are perceived as more expensive than restaurants with slightly lower menu prices, but there's tipping expected.
Lynn says there are plenty of states, including California, Washington, and Nevada, where restaurants have to pay employees the full minimum wage, yet tipping is still the norm. Former waiter Steve Dublonica also thinks tipping is here to stay.
If you could somehow work things out where everyone was equitably compensated and got what they needed to live a human life, and the employers made enough money to stay happy, I'd be all for that. Well, I got news for you. That's not going to happen.
Right now, the state's commissioner of labor is considering the wage board's recommendations. He's expected to decide on them soon. Joel Rose, NPR News.